Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
I was just at the game yesterday, Lane. Is he there?
Lane, you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's up?
Julie was saying she was at the game yesterday. Man, it was a nice win for the Crew. It was a fast game. My goodness.
That was vintage Brewers baseball. You know, great pitching, great defense. Get the runs you need early and hold on. We honestly have seen a little different brand of Brewers baseball over the course of this year than what we had seen the previous years. This was one of those games that you saw a lot in 2021, 2022, and 2023. And I think it's a great sign right now that the Brewers are able to win games in a multitude of fashions. They have a starting rotation that's starting to really throw well. You've seen Aaron Civale throw a couple of really good outings in a row now. Colin Ray bouncing back from a tough start against the Dodgers and just carving up the competition yesterday, which was really impressive against the Cleveland Guardians. And now the bullpen's rounding into form. I think this is as strong as the bullpen's been at any point this year. So things are clicking right now.
It's
a fun brand of baseball. And I think if you look at the box scores and you see the attendance, it's reflecting that too. Because we had huge crowds all weekend at American.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think there's one part about this organization Julia knows better than you, and that is the team store.
I was doing major fashion. You're not going to believe it. I got this awesome Brewers, with that really nice dry fit kind of feel.
Yeah.
And it's like a yellow color. So it's really unusual. And then I got a brand new bedazzled hat. So the Brewers logo is bedazzled with like some black sequins, and it's a yellow hat to match. It's really cool.
How much gear does your wife have, Lane? How much stuff does your wife have, Brewers gear?
A lot. Probably the majority of team store spending that I do is for her. Like, come home with, like, a special, hey, here's a new Brewers jacket or here's a new Brewers sweatshirt. Just because she does a lot of solo parenting over the course of the year. So little things to be like, hey, thank you. So I do a lot of that.
Good move.
For her. But she loves to go to the team store, too. And when we have family in town, it's one of the first things people want to do is go to the team store and get the latest gear. And there's going to be, I think, you know, there's still a little bit of runway left in this season, but it sure looks good. Like, there's going to be some postseason gear headed this way.
Yeah, there's like 80s themed jackets right now.
To pick from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and one more thing, Lane, that was so cool. The barrel guy, you know,
Barrel man. Yeah.
He had a brat gun and was shooting it out into the crowd, and the guy right next to me got it on the second balcony, and he tried it and he loved it, and so I put that on my social media.
I love the brat gun. I will tell you a story from a previous job when I worked at the University of Nebraska. They had a similar concept at football games, and it was a big hot dog, and it shot hot dogs into the crowd. And it was called Der Wiener Schlinger. The mascot would run around with that and shoot it as high as he could, try to get into the upper deck. And so I've always been a fan of any gun that shoots brats or hot dogs or anything of the like.
It's so fun. That's what I love about being at the game. There's so much entertainment.
Sure.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Less than a minute left, Lane. Tell us how you're spending your off day.
Well, right now I'm driving to the airport to get ready to go to St. Louis with the club. We'll get there tonight, have a little team dinner. When I say team dinner, broadcast team dinner. And then get ready for, we don't have that many road games left. I mean, this is one of just two true road trips left where you go to multiple cities. So St. Louis and Oakland, I did a lot of honeydew stuff around the house today.
Yes.
So my wife's a teacher. She had to go back to work today. So there was a lot of things to check off the list today before I left town for a week, which is typically how I spend an off day. It's not that glamorous.
That's a good feeling, though. That's a good feeling. You check those boxes, the wife is happy, and now you can leave and you're feeling good about things. That's good. Good strategy.
Yeah.
Brewers broadcaster.
I'm a list guy. I like to be able to check it off.
I hear you. Have a great road trip. Have a great call. We'll catch up with you soon. Thank you, Lane.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.